You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Did you know? Earth Day began right here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Gaylord Nelson grew up in the Northwoods. He served as governor of Wisconsin from 1958 to 1962. He overhauled the state's approach to protecting natural resources and created more environmentally friendly jobs, eventually earning himself the name the Conservation Governor. When he moved on to U.S. Senate, he proposed the first Earth Day on April 22nd, 1960. The next 10 years became what's known as the environmental decade, where leaders passed landmark laws to protect the planet. UW-Madison is now home to the Gaylord Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. Governor Nelson State Park in Wanakee carries his name, as do dozens of schools across the state. And his declaration of April 22nd as Earth Day has spurred millions of hours of volunteer work.
Governor Tony Evers visited Governor Nelson State Park this morning to observe Earth Day today. The Board of Public Works took action on a town of Campbell well that hasn't been used in 4 years. The well, which hadn't been used since 2021 due to PFAS contamination, was the last in the township to be closed. It's also the closest well to the municipal sewer line. The Board of Public Works approved $50,000 to clear out equipment from the well, and the building will be repurposed into a wastewater lift station. A new well for the town of Campbell is expected to be in service 2 years from now. Over at City Hall, there's only a handful of committee meetings this week. On Wednesday, the Economic and Community Development Commission will consider 4 applications for community enhancement grants. Wednesday is also the next meeting for the City Administrator Work Group, which is in the process of creating a new position inside of city government. Later this week, the Redevelopment Authority and Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will meet. A town hall will be held today in La Crosse. It will feature Congressman Mark Pocan, who is a representative from outside of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Pocan has been holding in-person events along the 3rd District's borders and occasionally crossing over into western Wisconsin. Congressman Derek Van Orden, who has been holding virtual town hall events, said he is not holding in-person town halls due to what he calls outside agitators. The town hall will be at 5 p.m. at the Capella Performing Arts Center. This week is Work Zone Awareness Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. The DNR is hosting Deer Management Council meetings through next week. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The meetings will take place across the state through May 1st, offering residents the chance to share feedback on local deer management practices and make recommendations for the 2025 season. The public feedback gathered at the meetings will be used at the Natural Resources Board review in June. A list of meetings is available on the DNR website.
La Crosse and Monroe County had their meetings last night. Tonight, Trempealeau and Buffalo counties will host a joint meeting at the Arcadia Town Hall. Vernon County's is next week. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin fell under $3. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices continued to fall over the last week, dropping 5.7 cents per gallon for an average of $2.95 today. This is 12.9 cents lower than a month ago and over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices fell in over 40 states last week, but officials at Gas Buddy say the downward trend in prices is beginning to stall. Prices in 2025 have been much lower than the previous year. This is partly due to OPEC's ongoing restoration of oil production and continued uncertainty surrounding tariff policy and its potential impact on the global economy.
After reaching prices of over $3.21 per gallon last week, here in La Crosse, the average price is just above $3 per gallon to start the week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a line item veto in the 2023 biennial budget did not violate the state constitution. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years, and now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The court's dissenting opinion called the majority ruling, quote, a blow to the Constitution. Here in La Crosse, we'll see warmer temperatures and several chances at rain this week. Today, we'll see clearing skies and a big warm-up to around 70 degrees in the Cooley region. The warmth will continue into tomorrow with scattered rain showers possible into tomorrow night. On Thursday, it'll be cloudy with rain chances increasing into Friday. Temperatures will stay around 60 degrees this weekend before rising again well into the 70s next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked, did Damian Lillard look ready to play in practice yesterday?
Well, it's more them, the doctors, and him. You know, he's close. You know, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jair Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jair. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
A shower or thundershower this morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with winds south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight mostly clear, 44. Tomorrow partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.